أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واستفتحوا وخاب كل جبار عنيد من ورائه جهنم ويسقى من ماء صديد يتجرعه ولا يكاد يسيغه ويأتيه الموت من كل مكان وما هو بميت ومن ورائه عذاب غليظ. مثل الذين كفروا بربهم أعمالهم كرماد اشتدت به الريح في يوم عصف لا يقدرون مما كسبوا على شيء ذلك هو الضلال البعيد. صدق الله العظيم. We continue from ayat number 16, 17 and 18 of Surah Ibrahim. The last, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala still in the discussion with regards to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam of the past and their people. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam made dua to Allah ta'ala, wastaftahu. They sought Allah ta'ala's victory upon their people. Wakhaba kullu jabbarin anid. And by the very dua of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, Allah Ta'ala's victory had come to the Nabis, and every tyrant, arrogant, haughty individual had failed, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had destroyed them. That is what had happened in this dunya. With regards to the Akhirah, مِنْ وَرَائِهِ جَهَنَّمْ, Allah Ta'ala says, beyond them, ahead of them, in front of them, is Jahannam. One aspect of Jahannam that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about here, وَيُسْقَى مِنْ مَاءٍ صَدِيدٍ, they will be given to drink from the drink of pus. The people of Jahannam, obviously, the intensity of the fire, there is going to be thirst, and they are going to ask for water. And when they ask for that water, water will not be given to them, but the drink of pus. This pus that is described in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be from the wounds of the people of Jahannam. They are burning, so that pus will begin to come out of their bodies, and this is what will be given to them then to drink. Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Alayhi states that our seniors, our elders used to say that one possibility is that this will be that which comes out from the private parts of those who committed zina, and that will be given to them for drinking. يَتَجَرَّعُهُ, Allah Ta'ala says they will now want to gulp it. They will want to put it down because of their extreme thirst, but they will not be able to do so. وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُ, they will not be able to swallow it. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports a hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Such will be the condition of these individuals that when they draw the container close to their mouths, they will repulse it, they will not be able to bring it for because of that extreme heat, and then it will burn their faces in such a way that the flesh of their faces will fall. In one riwayat, even the scalp on their heads will begin to fall, and when they put it to their mouths and they will drink it, they will want to gulp, but they won't be able to drink it. They will begin to sip, and then it will go down their throats, and it will burn their intestines to such an extent that the intestines will come out from the anus, the back passage. Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ, and death will approach them from every side, from above, from below, in front, behind, right and the left. In other words, Allah Ta'ala here is giving us that extreme punishment, the description of the extreme punishment. fire burns and the person was supposed to die. But Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتْ. They will not die. They will remain there forever and ever. Allah Ta'ala save us all. But if we can just understand that this is just one azab that Allah Ta'ala is speaking about from the fire of Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala make our hifazat, Allah protect us. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِ عَذَابٌ غَلِيظٌ. Now Allah Ta'ala terminates this, that ahead of them, beyond them, is a painful punishment. This is just one description of one punishment. Beyond that is even worse. Why all of this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described that they became arrogant against the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. In the next ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the value of the deeds of the disbelievers. Allah says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ. The example of those who disbelieved in their Rabb, أَعْمَالُهُمْ, their أَعْمَال, their actions, كَرَمَاد, will be like ash. We know ash has no weight. اِشْتَدَّتْ بِهِ الرِّيحِ, which the winds will blow. فِي يَوْمٍ عَاصِفٍ, on a very stormy day. We will understand that ash will blow even with the slightest breeze. But here Allah Ta'ala is not speaking about a breeze. Allah is speaking about yawmin asif. That it will be just blown and there will be absolutely nothing. So a disbeliever carried out his deed in this world. Allah Ta'ala states in the ayats of the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجَرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala will not let the ajr of anyone who does good go to waste. So a disbeliever, whatever good he does in this world, Allah Ta'ala will grant him his reward in this world. He does not believe in the hereafter, so Allah will keep nothing for him in store in the hereafter. Now when he comes there, he will have hope that there was some good that I did. Maybe not in so far as ibadat is concerned, because they would have worshipped other than Allah, but in some other humanitarian activities, being kind to people, charity work, etc. So there when they come, now they will have hope that there will be something for them. But Allah Ta'ala says, those deeds will be blown away. They have already got their reward in this dunya, and those deeds will be like absolutely unfounded. لَا يَقْدِرُونَ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا عَلَى شَيْءٍ. That they will not lay their hands upon anything that they had earned. In other words, it is all lost. And hence Allah says, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الضَّلَالُ الْبَعِيدُ. And that is a very far deviation, that a person thinks he will come on the day of Qiyamah with some deeds, and there will be no deeds. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ikhlas and sincerity. Allah save us from the fire of Jahannam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.